for it, right? So we'll have a chance this week and next week to focus on a little bit of Shavua Purim. What I thought we'd do today is share a little bit of perspective on Purim from the Maral. Maral, of course, has prolific in his various svarim. One of his svarim that deals with Purim is the Sefer Or Chadash. Or Chadash is a pirush on Megillas Esther. But even before he begins explaining the psukim, the Maral has ho hakdama, and he has certain themes about Purim that get recur throughout his parish over the course of Megillas Esther. So I just wanted to focus on two themes. Both of the themes are things that we've heard of in connection to Purim, but the Maral puts it in a particular perspective that I think is very much, very profound. Okay, so I'm more or less borrowing what I'm saying from the Mavo that was put out by Rav Shua David Hartman, which he put out, you know, all the Sifri Maral with beautiful notes on the bottom. So here he summarizes the main points of the Maral regarding two themes of Purim and how the Maral understood them. The first theme is that of Purim being a Nes Nister, and we all understand that as distinct from, for example, the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pesach, and so on, even the Nes of Hanukkah with the Pach Shemen, you could say was obviously a Nes Galui, to the extent that someone saw it. It was obviously a tremendous miracle of Malam and Ateva. And this was very much embedded within the Teva. That's the first theme. And then the other theme is that of the Nafochu, which is a Lashna Pasuk in the Megillah itself, in Nafochu, specifically about the day itself. But you see already from Piyutim and the way it's described in Chazal that it's very much the essence of Purim, the Nafochu. So each idea Maral develops, and just to take from how the Hartman summarizes the various places that the Maral addresses each of these ideas. Regarding the point of that Nes Nister, the Maral points out that you find the sugyas in Megillah, there are two dapim that have agadita on the psukim of the Megillah. Right? And you go through, it's very nice learning, I'm sure you almost over you have gone to Megillah at some point. Very interesting agadita. But even before you get to the analysis of the psukim, even Me'achashveros, there are what's called psichos, that different Amorayim began to expound on the theme of Purim. They would use as a springboard a particular pasuk, and then they would run with it and develop the idea. This is Vashti, this is Esther, this is Mordechai, and bring out an idea based on the pasuk that they started with. Why do we find it here more than other times that the various Amorayim wanted to be poseach a drasha regarding Megillas Esther? We don't find in Gemara and Shas such a thing in other situations in other Yom Tovim. And that's because, as the Maral, dafka, because Purim is a Nes Nister, and therefore the Nes has a certain quality to it that we have an obligation to go all out and be poseach about the Nes and develop it and be mefaris in the tokef ha-Nes. Now, what's the idea? What's the significance of a Nes Nister? So first reason, the Maral says, Yesh L'chal Adas, he says, Mashalo Nasa Nes Nigo B'Megillah Zos B'Shtil Godel HaNes. We don't usually think of it this way, but that's how the Maral takes it. Because the Nes is such a high type of a miracle, it comes from a very concealed place. Every Nes is brought is Hashkocha Makadosh Baruch Hu from Shemayim. The more that it's coming from a private area, a very intimate place, that's why the miracle will express itself in a very low-key kind of way. That type of a maila wouldn't happen by a Nes Nigla. That's cool for why the name of Hashem is not anywhere in the Megillah. It's only Nirmaz, Yudke Vavke, Rashi Tevos, Yavo HaMelech B'Haman Hayom, and other examples like that. The HaMelech references to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why one of the heroines of the story is Esther. Esther's name shows you the idea of Nister, that the midah that is embedded within the Megillah and that defines the Neis is the idea that it's coming from a very concealed place, very protected. That's the first idea. The Ra'al has another idea mentioned in a different place. Because the Neis happened in Galus, unlike the Neis Chanukah that Kari Yisrael were in Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash was standing, in Galus, Kari Yisrael were not on the same level. They were enveloped by the darkness of Galus. And that's when the Tzorah came. And the Neis, at the end of the day, was still part of Galus, because as the Megillah ends, Yosmacha Chesresh Ma'asa La'aretz, the Gemara says we don't say Hal or Purim, because Akati Akhtachashverosh Anan. So, therefore, the Neis had to be matched to the period of time that the Neis occurred. Because it was as part of the larger context was a period of Golus, of Hester Panim. Therefore, the Neis matched the period in which it was occurring, and therefore it was a Neis Nister. That's the second thought. Then, the third idea regarding why Neis Nister is so much part of Purim, says the Maral here, again a quote from one of the places where Rambam mentions it, Kilo nasika neis nigla hakol hay ban hagas ha'olam. That's why Hashem's name is not here, even Aleph Dalet name is not here. Kim achash haya kol b'teva v'lo nire po'al Hashem Yisbarach b'nigla. You don't see Hashem's hand in the obvious way. Kacho nichtav Hashem b'nigla b'megila. And then he continues, Ki adobar hazeh v'aneis hazahya b'zman shiloy nisim neflos v'olam el olam hay k'nol kim hagol. It sounds similar to the second point as well, but maybe a little distinctive idea, the Neis happened in a manner of Teva, like we usually explain it that way. In other words, you don't see any splitting of the Yam Suf. Everything is about people acting a certain way, and Memela, all the pieces came together. So that's the third Yisod. Okay, those are the three ideas. Number one, that it was coming from a very elevated, protected area in Shemayim. Point number two, it was during a period of history of Hester Panim. Number three, because the way that the miracle unfolded was through the Darkei HaTeva, the way people acted, and the coincidences just coming one after the other to recreate the Neis and the Yeshua. That is theme number one. Now, to focus on the theme that the Rambam really runs with, and that is the Napalchu. This is Mamish Makif, the whole Sefer, you might say, the theme of the Napalchu. So one application of this, the Pasuk that says it, it's connected to, the Pasuk says, the Napalchu, the day that was intended to be that the enemies of Christ that would attack and destroy them, the Napalchu, Yishkatu HaYehudim Hema B'Soneihem. That's where it appears in the Megillah. But it's not just that particular Pasuk, that particular aspect of the day itself. It's so many details within the miracle match the theme of Anapochu. For example, the Pasuk says at the end in Kapitel Ches, that Tassim Esther is Mordechai al Beis Haman, that she made Mordechai in charge of Haman's household. Also that the king took off the ring that he originally was given to Haman and he gave it to Mordechai. Says the Maral, what's the idea? Who cares that the ring was originally by Haman and now it's Mordechai? Why is that important? So up to Maral, Mordechai substituted for Haman. Whatever Haman wanted to do, his agenda was thwarted, but not just that Hashem stepped in and made sure he didn't accomplish, but the very actions that he took backfired, boomeranged. Therefore, to the finest details, it became a Venapuchu. So therefore, if Achashverosh gave Haman the ring, then it has to be, Venapuchu has to play out for that also. So therefore, the ring that Haman received from Achashverosh had to find a place for it to land, and that is for Mordechai to get the ring. It's not just that, again, it couldn't just be Kaisa was saved. It had to be Yishtu HaYehudim Hema B'Soneihem. It had to be the aspect of Nekama. Because it's not just that we were saved, but it came back in the opposite direction. And he quote again, he explains it in so many places. Kol ha'shayim achshavas haman ha'yisrael mitzad ha'sof nepach ba'atzmo olav. V'havein zevet tovin sof inin ha'megila ha'zos. V'nimtza she'kol inin ha'megila ha'zos hu besimin shavena pochu. again, another pasuk that stresses it. Ubevoah lefnei hamelech, when she Esther came for the king, Amar im hasefer, Yashuv machshav to harad. This is another pasuk that is really echoing benapachu, just different words. Amar im hasefer, Yashuv machshav to harad shechashav al Yehudim al rosho. The soul also has born of al ha'etz. And we say this, of course, in al hanishin. Rashevoso gemul b'rosho. The soul also has born of al ha'etz. Haman intended that Mordechai to be hanged on the gallows. So Vinapachu dictated that I had to come back for him. Says the Maral, one of his explanations, he could say it sort of came about that way. No, Chavona came in when he came in, and we didn't know what to do. Achashverosh was mad. We have to find something to do to Haman. Then Chavona comes in. Oh, perfect timing. No. It was already so nice in Machshava Tchila. Once Haman was going to be defeated, then it had to be that the very things that he put into place had to have some application. It had to have a napachu. Ki akoha yinapachov, ki kashachashav l'abed es Yisrael. And here's the idea. Because Klal Yisrael, by their very essence, have the quality of Nitzchias, Klal Yisrael are kayam because of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's an impossibility to destroy Klal Yisrael. That, says the Maral, is the reason why there had to be a Benapachu. What does that mean? Mashal Madavadome, the laws of physics. A person takes something that he wants to exert energy and throw as high and far as he could. The only thing is, there's a brick wall right in front of him. So what happens? The harder you throw it, the faster and quicker and more intense will it come back to you because it's blocked. So instead of going, you know, distance, it will go backwards because it hits the wall and bounces back. Whatever was the nature you want to put in that, that's the Metzius. Says the Maral, that's exactly what you have over here. Because Haman was trying to do the impossible, that is to destroy Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael have the natural strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind them. We are the brick wall. And therefore, Netach HaKol Olav. That's by Yisru as Haman al-Eitz HaShehechin L'Mordechai. Why does it say HaShehechin L'Mordechai? Because the Hechin L'Mordechai was the Siba that it had to be Haman. Because he was making for Mordechai, but it couldn't be. It couldn't happen. Therefore, Memela, poor Haman, as we say in the Piyut, poor Avasherheni, poor Haman Netach L'Purein. A very profound way of explaining the Napachu, Kedarko of the Maral. This is, in many places, the Maral explains that this idea of the Napachu is a Dover Omok Upinimi. It's Tavin Sot in the Megillah Zos. Kosha Chashab Haman Lassus Mordechai Nepach Olav. Ukmosha Tiknu in the Nusach of Asherheni, Pur Haman Nepach Lepurenu. Again, the Dove is a Muflid v'amak v'chachma me'od. And another one of his Svarmi writes, V'chinu madregas purim. Mashahaya wrote, Shahaman shumizera Esav, lasus v'mardachai shumizera Yaakov, nato HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nasan al zera Esav, hu haman v'nevad. Dvam e'u and dvam g'dol m'fugogim. I just want to take away from this, Yisod of Maral, what he just explained, that why is it that way? Because the more that you're going to try to accomplish something which is impossible, nothing is lashav, nothing is l'rik. The effort and the energy that was put out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that energy and it shifts. So the kayach that Haman exerted became the vehicle for himself to bounce back against him. These are, again, two very, very important nisodos. The Indian that the nes was a nister, and especially the theme that it's coming from a very lofty place. Sometimes we get confused when we see things in the world and we just attribute it to Olam Kiminhag HaNoeg. And we think, because of that, it's on a lower level, because we don't see the Kriyas Yam Suf. Sometimes the exact opposite. The more that you see how things perfectly match one another in the Darkei Ateva, within, you know, the Hoach Yeruch of the story, That is really the sign that Hashem needed it to be in such a way for the Nes to emerge. Just like a Mashal Mashiach had to come about through certain stories within Tanakh that you would say on their surface are anything but the most clear-cut, beautiful stories, and we would expect that to be the birth of Mashiach, be it Lot and his daughters, be it Yehuda and Tamar, be it Boaz and Rus. Sometimes Dafka, because of the greatness of what's being created, so things have to be shielded, they have to be protected, be camouflaged in a way that you don't really see that something great is going to happen here. The Satan, therefore, can't get involved. I would take that idea here as well. Dafka, the greatness of the miracle, required that the nes be done in this manner of Nister. And Dafka, the Nister, because it was working with all the forces that were being created, they ended up becoming the vehicle for the nes itself. The nes became part of the story in the sense of being v'nafachu. The Mela, that gufa is this galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just that we thank Hashem for the Yeshua, but the Megillah is Megala, like the Lashon of Megillah, Megala, that the HaMelech was always HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was always there watching over us. And you just have to be able to peel away the layers of the Hester, of an Okeh Hester, Hester Panai, and see that this is perhaps even on a higher Madrega than the Nes Nigla that you find by Yom Tov, by Pesach, and Kriyas Yom Sof.